My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Matt Derry going to join us on the show. We'll see whether or not he thinks the Guardians could struggle in the second half. Right now, we got to go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. There is a global IT outage going on right now. Folks, we have boots on the ground where there are planes that are grounded right now at Hopkins Airport. We reach out to Fox 8's own Jessica Dill, who's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning, you guys. How are you?
Is there panic and hysteria at Hopkins Airport?
I think there's a lot of frustration. I'm sure you can hear everything behind me here happening. I guess you could say panic for sure. It's crazy because there's people, especially for United, that have been standing in line here for 2.5 hours. It's taking like 25 minutes for one person to get through check-in. And I'm not talking about TSA. I'm talking about actual check-in. And then even the people that are getting through TSA, they're being told that their planes aren't even going to take off. I can tell you right now, as of this time, there should be about 25 planes that should have taken off, and two of them have taken off. It's a Southwest and a Frontier flight.
Oh my God.
Apparently they're working on the issue and it's getting better. That's not looking good right now for anyone that's traveling.
What are they saying? That they're meticulously going through all the computers, or are they fixing? Does everybody have to fix their computers where they're at, or is this like a national global thing that will eventually be fixed?
It's definitely a global thing, and they're saying that it's coming from this cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike. Now, I will say that CrowdStrike said it's not a security incident or a cyber attack, but that their issue affected Microsoft, which, as you know, Microsoft deals with so many different things. So it's not just the flight. It's the banks. It's the media outlets that are being affected. All these computer systems are going down. And to answer your question, it does seem like each airline is individually dealing with their own computer systems. United seems to be impacted the most here. And they are literally taking the ticket and writing the information with pen and paper. They're adding information onto people's tickets in order to get them through. But then it doesn't even matter because they say when they're getting through, they're not going anywhere. We can see some of the planes are lighting up and they're trying to go somewhere, but then everyone's being told that they're not moving.
I mean, right now I can just tell you this, and if you want to go on the air with this information, I'm on Microsoft Paintbrush right now, and I just drew a 3-dimensional squiggle. So there are no problems on my end.
My God.
Well, that's the first thing I said when we woke up this morning, because, you know, at Fox 8, we all talked through the Microsoft Teams, and it was working no problem. You know, that was working there, but whatever this is, it's definitely worldwide, because we've been hearing from people in London who are stuck. We know Australia, their banks are shutting down. And I am seeing, too, the FAA is saying that it doesn't matter even if you're not on United or Delta or American, this is going to impact all the flights, and they're just kind of giving you a heads up. Hey, I will tell you, if you do have to fly today and there is any way you can carry on a bag instead of checking a bag, that will help, because the people that are waiting for hours in line are all the people who have to check their bag. If you can just go online at home, check yourself in, print out your ticket, or get it on your phone, and just carry on, that will be beneficial. But I know not everyone can do that.
So of the 4 restaurants that Hopkins actually has, which one is the busiest?
I wish I could tell you, but I can't get through security. But that is what everybody was saying. They're all just going to go spend a lot of time at the restaurants and the bars. And, you know, there's no rules at the airports. You can drink at 6 o'clock in the morning here. You know, no one's going to judge you, right?
So what is one of the main recourses here for those that are inconvenienced by this? They can go to Twitter and use all capitals as they denounce one of the airlines. Is that normally one of the ways to get through this?
that is a good way to do it. I will say nobody seems to be that angry. Everyone just kind of seems to be like, man, is this really happening of all days? I feel terrible for this one couple I spoke with because they're going on a cruise, and you know that boat's not going to wait for them. It's one thing if you just have to, you know, go to your destination a day later, but a cruise, that's, you know, I can tell they're kind of sad, as you can imagine. But it's 6:48 now.
I'm making fun of them. I'm not going to risk bad karma. So I ain't going to do that. Mm-mm. Lizzie and I went on a cruise. No way. Go ahead. Sorry, Jessica. Go ahead.
No, you guys are fine. But hopefully, I mean, everything that I can see, they're saying that the issue is getting worked out and they are fixing it. But you know, this will have a ripple effect throughout the day here, too. And it's going to be a pain for a lot of people that do have to travel. But again, it's not just the airlines, too. It's banks. You're going to see, you might have a couple issues if you try to see. I saw some people saying that they get paid today and they see that they didn't get the alerts from their bank as early as they normally would. So, you know, small issues.
Oh, boy. Jessica Dill, live from Hopkins Airport from Fox 8. Jessica, we thank you very much.
Of course. Hey, you know I'm going to be out here all morning, so keep watching Fox 8, and our website, fox8.com, puts updates up there, too.
Yeah, she got the promo in and everything.
I got the plug-in.
There you go. Good job. Jessica Dill, Fox 8, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.